Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Berry steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. John moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals is walked intentionally. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander bunts towards the mound. John picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on John. Allison scores. Carew scores. Virals moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. There goes Olander trying to get to third. Berry throws the ball into Boyer, who tags Olander for the out. It's 3-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tommy John. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive towards third. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Don McMahon. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bob Locker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. McCraw moves to third. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Rocky Colavito. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson bunts towards the mound. Chance juggles the ball. That's an error on Chance. Bradford moves to third. Agee moves to second. Bill Voss pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Jim Cott now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford scores. Agee moves to third. Voss moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Voss tags and moves to third. One out. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. Al Worthington now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Rich Morales pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford is walked intentionally. Morales moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Voss scores. Morales moves to third. Buford moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.